my grandmother was a pink-footed goose. I squint north, clouds like the sails of a goose-winging boat. I blow on my fists, feel the scrunched membrane meshing index to thumb, nails press like quills, as if each finger could sprout a pinion and my thumb could end in a bastard wing. Where are the flocks? Mei was birdbone hollow, all rib strakes and flapping bald elbows, flesh slouched over a V of sternum, shallow breath rals, knuckly bird leg fingers. Her English evaporated as her mind nested the tumour. The remains. J'ai ces hallucinations of pools and oceans, my father webbing through air, his hands in outspread sheaves of primaries. Plume cinder ash when we burned Mimi. The southeasterly hush-hushed it north. A horizon speck sharpens into focus as a wishbone V. Flying at altitude, geese pant each second. Their heartbeats must blur. How do they snatch breath to call? The names of their nest sites freeze air as I voice them. Spitsbergen, Kvanalindir. Touchdown of lip gloss feet on saurian legs, parched beaks dapping in algal green pools, the mere pores of watermarked necks. I wondered if anything could return from those altitudes. Here are pink-footed geese crying, hark, hark.